27 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, still dry, mid-50s tomorrow, mid-50s on Friday, risk of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday, and still kind of cool over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Kidnapping charges against one of the men arrested in connection to the disappearance and death of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been dropped. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says they determined that Antoine Fisher's actions weren't enough to qualify as an accomplice. Greenville police have arrested a man on several charges, including child pornography. Police say the 31-year-old faces 10 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of electronic solicitation, and 2 counts of possession of child pornography. And the Montgomery Regional Airport is opening a TSA pre-check enrollment center this week. The application fee is $85 and it's good for 5 years. Enrollment is happening all week by appointment or walk-up. For more information, visit flymgm.com. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Co-host Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How's it going? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, Jack, I was just tuning in bright and early to the floor of the House, and there was, as they do the prayer and the pledge, they still do prayers up there in Congress.
I'm amazed.
Andy Biggs.
Well, you know, don't forget, Nancy Pelosi's Catholic.
Right. Yeah, she's very prayerful today, too. But the Republicans are already saying, hey, we move to adjourn, we move to table. And we, in fact, have an Alabama congressman here, Congressman Bradley Byrne, on the phone with us. Congressman, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing well personally, but this is a sad day for the country. I'm talking to you from the cloakroom just off the floor of the United States House of Representatives, where we're presently debating the procedures we'll use to consider impeachment of the President of the United States. And that is a somber, sad day.
Well, and I appreciate it as I was tuning in. This was going to be my first question. What is the mood like? You already answered to a degree, but I'd imagine There's also anger up there. It seems like it's across the country, but I'd imagine in D.C. itself, despite the Pelosi, the speaker, saying I'm so prayerful, there's probably a lot of temper simmering under the surface, I'd imagine.
Oh, there's no question about it. When I was getting on the elevator to ride up to the floor of the Capitol where the House chambers are, an MSNBC reporter with a cameraman literally stuck the camera in between the doors and started interviewing those of us on the elevator. We had three Democrats and two Republicans, and of course, you got two very different responses.
Right.
And I would say they were both pretty vociferous. So, yeah, there's a lot of tension around here, no question about it.
Is there going, throughout the course of this morning, is there going to be a continuing effort by Republicans to sort of stall and just reiterate how much of a farce this is?
Well, we tried two procedural motions earlier this morning, as you noted, and of course they were defeated by party line votes. We're debating the process we're going to use for the actual impeachment debate right at this moment. I'll be speaking in about 15 or 20 minutes on that. And as soon as that's set, we go right into debate. So it's my anticipation somewhere around noon, or maybe a little bit later, Eastern time, we'll actually go into debate, where they've decided to allow for 6 hours of debate, which is a little bit longer than we were originally told. We were originally told it was only going to be 4 hours. So that gives us a little more time for us to get up and make the substantive argument. But you know, make no mistake about it. The Democrats have greased this thing from the beginning. This is their show. And all we can do is get up and speak the truth about what's going on here, which is this is a partisan attempt to undo the 2016 election and hurt President Trump going into the 2020 election. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to backfire. But we've got to go through this today and make our case, not just to the American people, but to our Republican colleagues in the United States Senate.
Hey, Bradley, this is Jack Campbell. Hope you're doing well. I know it's a tough day, but do you anticipate any Democrats who might vote against the impeachment?
I think we'll have a few. There have been some that I'm a little surprised that jumped up and said that they were going to vote for it. But I think we're going to get a few Democrats voting with us. I don't think we're going to lose any Republicans. I think we'll be united, which is that signal we need to send over to the Republican Senate, by the way. But I think we'll get a few Democrats voting with us.
Well, having been around this process for a long time, I know that it's really, really difficult to get every Republican to agree. And I'm really happy you guys have stuck together. I think that's great.
You know, it's something we started working on from the very beginning because we knew how important that was, not just substantively, but symbolically. We had a completely unified vote on the actual motion to go into this impeachment process. I don't think we're going to lose any votes today. And the Democrats, I do think, are going to lose a few votes. So this is going to be totally partisan to go to impeach, and it's going to be bipartisan not to impeach, which is a very important message to send. Not just to the American people, but to our colleagues in the United States Senate.
Well, and Bradley, I just want to tell you that I've had a lot of people here in Alabama say they appreciate you being front and center on so much of this process. It's now 2-3 months, I believe. And I particularly remember as y'all stormed Adam Schiff's bunker, you were right there and you had reporters all up in your face and you handled it beautifully, I must say.
Well, thank you. That was an interesting day. I just had a belly full of Adam Schiff and the way he was conducting things. And people who know me, you know, when I get to that point, you know, you can't stop me. I'm going to go through the door. And I went through the door. And, of course, the press reported that Adam and I were yelling at one another, which is not true. We were speaking intensely. I think that is true. And I spoke pretty intensely to some of the other Democrats in that room that they should not be there. They should be doing it in public. And about a week later, they went out and started doing it in public. And from that moment to now, support for impeachment has gone down and support for the president has gone up. What that shows you is once they got it out into the public, the American people looked at it and said, this isn't what they've been trying to tell us it is. And that's why support for impeachment has continued to drop.
Well, and again, people cannot be, we can't allow people to forget how this all began. And I'm sure this will be part of the debate on the floor today. But you're also, I mean, you're right there in the thick of all this, but you're also a candidate for U.S. Senate here to be the next senator from the great state of Alabama. And I want to start this way. Why did you decide to run? Because you do have this congressional seat, given everything that's been going on the last few months. You're right there, like I said, in the thick of it. But I believe you're essentially giving up the seat to go for the Senate seat. So it's a big decision. Why did you decide in the first place to run?
We made a big mistake in Alabama in 2017. We made a mistake all through the year. But the last decision, which was to elect Doug Jones as our senator, was a huge mistake. Doug has not voted the way that people in Alabama want him to vote. He voted against confirming Judge Kavanaugh. He voted against the pain-capable abortion act that would have stopped abortions after 20 weeks. Only five nations allow abortions after 20 weeks. He's been consistently against building the wall at the border. His maiden speech on the floor of the Senate was for gun control. I mean, Doug doesn't match up with Alabama. We need a senator that's going to be from Alabama and for Alabama, and he's going to fight for it. He's really going to come up here and fight. And I think what I've proven to everybody these last few months is that I'm a fighter, which if you go back to my tenure running the two-year college system, we had to fight to clean up that system. That's been who I am my whole life, is somebody that gets up and fights for the stuff he believes in. And that's what I want in my senator, someone who's going to fight for the stuff that we believe in.
Is it true, Bradley, that the deadline was extended a day to allow Jeff Sessions to file for office?
I hadn't heard that, so I can't tell you whether that's true or not, but I hadn't heard that.
That's the rumblings here in Alabama, is that Terry Lathan extended the deadline to qualify to run for public office for a day so that Jeff could get his paperwork in, and I think that is really, really bad.
Well, I hadn't heard that. Obviously, I'm pretty darn disappointed in Jeff Sessions for getting in the race. I honor him for his 20 years of being in the U.S. Senate representing Alabama. But he willingly gave up that seat to take on the Attorney General's position. And then he let President Trump down. He let all of us down by his not only his recusal, but his failure to do a lot of things he should have done as Attorney General to help clean up this swamp up here. And so it's up to the people who are going to vote in the Republican primary of Alabama. Do we want to bring Jeff Sessions back as our senator? Or do we want somebody new who's going to come up here and get in this fight and fight for us? So, I believe in elections. I believe in the will of the people. And I'm looking forward to the next 2.5 months so the people can get a close look at all of it and say, that's the guy I want or that's not the guy I want.
Well, I think that's a really good answer. And I'm not sure that some of you guys would have gotten in this race if you had known Jeff Sessions was going to run, except that I think we've all discovered that he's not the man we need to be sitting in that position. I think you're right.
Well,
he let us all down.
He's not the Jeff Sessions I remember from 10 years ago. And I mean that in a complimentary sense, in that I was a big supporter of Jeff's 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But something's happened to him. I mean, for him to say, you know, I got a couple of gallons of gas left in my tank. Why don't you run for your congressional seat and I'll run for my Senate seat? That's not what we want up here. I don't want somebody that just has a few gallons of gas left in their tank. I want somebody's going to come up here and fight. And this is a fight. Even when this impeachment is over and the Senate says, no, we're not going to remove him from office, the fight goes on. They're not going to lay down. They're going to keep fighting this stuff. We need somebody that's going to stay on the field and fight like crazy to make sure that they don't succeed.
Now, I want to make sure for the record, I believe 2 weeks ago, that phrase you use right there, a couple gallons left in the tank, that is what former AG, former Senator Sessions said to you in a phone call. His campaign says you're kicking up mud or something like that. But that's what he essentially told you on the phone call when he was getting into this, right?
Yeah. I interpreted the phone call as he was trying to talk me out of running for Senate and to drop down a congressional seat.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't initiate the phone call. He did. And if by relating the facts of the phone call, his campaign, notice that Jeff didn't say it, his campaign folks did, the campaign professionals.
Oh, yeah. Now, I thought to say you were slinging mud was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's so elementary, and that's a phrase used from the damn 70s, but in campaigns. And I think he did the same thing to John Merrill. I don't think John Merrill was quite as staunch as you were about what you just said. And I appreciate you telling the people that. I think folks need to know that he tried to pressure you and John Merrill out of the race.
Yeah. I mean, that's clearly what he was doing with me. I can't speak to the phone conversation with John Merrill. Look, it's a free country. If he wants to run, he can run. But I'm not going to let him or any of these other people in the Washington swamp push me out of this race. I'm just not going to let them do that. I may lose. This got to be a big boy about these things. But, you know, sometimes you just got to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm going to stand up and give the people of Alabama a real choice. And I think that's what the people of Alabama want. I've been traveling around talking to them. People come up to me and say, I'm glad you stayed in the race. You need to stay in the race. So let's go have a primary. Let's let the people of the state decide who they want and not let the Washington Swamp tell us who's going to be our senator.
Well, I think Jeff Sessions hadn't had to worry about a primary in a long time. I saw him Saturday in Montgomery and had a short conversation with him. And I'll be honest, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but he really didn't seem to have the fire in his belly. I said, well, how's it going? And he was like, well, you know, I'm getting around. It's going pretty good. I'm moving around quite a bit. And I thought, well, you better be moving around quite a bit. I said, I'll tell you what, seriously, Bradley, since we brought that up the night, you know, he was on Tucker Carlson that night, we've had several weeks since then. Only two of our callers have called in here to say they support Jeff Sessions.
True.
That's it. Two people. So.
Well, that's kind of the feedback I'm getting. That doesn't necessarily mean these people are going to vote for me, but I think a lot of people in Alabama said, whatever we're going to do, we're not going to renominate him. And so we're going to have a race. And, you know, he's getting around. I'm getting around, too.
Sure.
I'm getting around a lot. And let's let the people hear us and see us. We've had two forums that Jeff hadn't shown up for. We'll see if he's going to show up for forums. By the way, Tommy Tuberville didn't show up for him either. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and campaign with the people of the state of Alabama. They're going to see me in person. They can ask me any question they want. I'm going to tell them who I am and what I stand for. And I think the people like that. I think they want to see a fighter, somebody that's going to stand up for them, which is who I am and what I'm going to do.
Well, Congressman Byrne, I want to be sensitive of your time. You know, I've been working here in radio, you know, behind the scenes, especially with Dan Morris, for 8-9 years now. I've always appreciated your time, your interviews. You're very informed on foreign policy, on economic policy, and fiscal policy, all these things that we've talked about. I hope as the new year begins, as we get into it, we can really get into the issues and what you do stand for, and we have a true primary here. I think it's good for the people of Alabama. So I appreciate you being on with us this morning, and go fight the good fight on the floor today, even though it is a terrible day for the country. I'd like to see Republicans with you and everybody else standing shoulder to shoulder. It's a great thing to see.
Well, I think you're going to see us do that today. In fact, a little bit here, I'm going to be on the floor talking to myself some, and then later on I'll be doing it again. And I think some of the other Alabama delegation members are going to be talking as well. So people will watch today what's happening on the House floor. I think people will be pleased with the way that the Republicans are presenting our case, but it is a sad day for the country, and I think we all need to understand that we've gone to a new place altogether using impeachment for totally political reasons.
Well, you know, you're welcome to call in here anytime, and if you're in the great state of Alabama anytime soon, when y'all get out on recess, we'd love to have you on live.
Well, I'll come by.
In studio.
I'll come by and we'll do it in studio. I look forward to that.
Have you got Rebecca out there on the trail, too?
Pretty soon I will. And as you probably know, she gets a lot more votes from me than I get for myself.
Well, she's I've known that family. I know her and Martin, and they're great folks.
They really are. I'm very blessed to have married into one of the great Montgomery area families. And we've been married 38 years now. It's hard to believe.
Wow.
And I've been blessed to get to know her friends from that area and, of course, all of her family members in that area. And it's a great place. It's such a great place that my oldest son came to the same area and got his wife. So we like to marry girls from that area, and it's been great for us.
It's to y'all's credit. Well, Congressman Byrne, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good luck today.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We'll come by and see you guys.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
Well, we got to hit another break here. What a way to start off a show, though.
Yeah, he was very, very good. Very good interview.
Very good. And I wish we had more time because there's so much going on with the FISA court coming out with a rare public statement, the court itself.
Oh, no.
That's huge. I think Congressman Byrne would be right on top of that. So much we could talk about, but he does need to get back to the floor. We'll be covering the ongoing impeachment saga that is happening today, the farce that it is. People are prayerful. Oh, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you praying for, Nancy? What exactly are you praying for? But we have to hit this break. 272-9228. News and views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. We'll be right back.
Bouncing up, but not too far. Baby, don't wait.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we want to let the River Region know we have some new and improved financing available with approved credit with payments as low as $90 a month on a new energy efficient system.
Monthly payments as low as $90 with no down payment. That's like Christmas all the time for everyone.
And remember, we can also clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Okay, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe your breakers keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
New and improved financing, off-season pricing, free estimates, clogged drains, breakers overloaded. Let United help you this holiday season. Call today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time, time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time before the new year with Christmas and everything where you're forced to slow down and you're allowed to hang with your family and make memories.
But when it comes down to it, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to spend time with the ones that we love.
Christmas is such a special time of year.
And family's everything.
Boot Barn. Merry Christmas.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell, coughing up a lung. How you doing, Jack?
I'm okay. You wouldn't know it. But
thank you again to Congressman Bradley Byrne for joining us. This hour of the program, this hour of News and Views, you know who it is, folks. Dan Black Studios is bringing you this hour of News and Views. Take advantage of the 50% off for all News and Views listeners till the end of December. 50% off on all videotape to digital format transfers. It is a steal of a deal. I don't know how they're making money with this 50% off, but they're doing it. They're extending the deal to the end of December. So 279-6036, 279-6036, that's the number for Dan Black Studios. Be sure to tell them to get the 50% off that you are News and Views listener. So let's go to the phones. We have some reaction here to our conversation with Bradley Byrne. 272-9228 if you want to call in. And Mr. Mark Montiel. Mark, how are you?
I'm fine. Merry Christmas, Joey and Jack. I started off during the break, Jack, and I said, be ready, because I have some questions about that interview. But first thing, though, on this Senate race, I assume every Republican running, y'all would support if they're the nominee against Doug Jones. Is that a fair assumption, including Roy Moore, I guess?
No, not with me. I would not vote for Roy Moore.
Roy Moore's the only exception.
I would not vote against him. I just would not vote in that race.
Yeah, Roy Moore's the only exception. Same with me.
risking the seat. I mean, just think about it for a moment. But anyhow, I don't think Roy Moore is going to win this.
Right.
Let's go. What I want to understand, and at the risk of Joey calling me the ombudsman or whatever that word is, what was the purpose in that interview? To talk about impeachment or to jab Jeff Sessions or to promote Bradley Byrne? Because, Jack, I think you're for Tuberville, aren't you?
If I had to vote right now, would be.
Joey, who are you voting for?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, explain, but that became a Jeff Sessions bash, and really, and I like Bradley Byrne, first of all. I voted for him for governor in 2010. As y'all recall, but Dan and I both were encouraging people to vote for him under the circumstances with Tim James not showing up for a debate. But I'm just trying to understand if that was an effort to hurt Sessions in the primary, or was that a real interview?
That was a real interview. Is it not a fact that Jeff Sessions got in this race at the last second, that he called John Merrill and Bradley Byrne as he was getting in and suggesting the things Bradley suggested? It's part of the story.
I mean, Mark, well, you know this from interviewing people. I mean, in any ordinary situation, we would have talked about the campaign, but because today we're facing an impeachment vote, we had to bring that up. But
Jack, you have historically been a Bradley Byrne basher.
I worked for Robert Bentley in 2010 for 8 months.
Well, I'm kind of going back to the French Republican days, but there was always all this criticism. I've always liked Bradley Byrne. I went to high school with him. He was 2 years older than me, graduated with my brother. Now, here's some of the questions that he should be asked. And I voted for him for governor. I think he's doing an outstanding job as a congressman in Mobile. And my youngest child interned for him last summer. So I'm not anti-Bradley Byrne in any measure.
Right.
But the interview with Bradley should delve back to his days as a Democrat, which I can assure you, y'all didn't even think about that in that interview.
Not with a 15-minute interview, no more.
No. And we want him to come back. I mean, you know, when you piss people off the first go-around, they're not likely to come back. You know.
Well, I understand. Well, but see, that's the other thing. Of course, I used to piss people off, as we would say, and they maybe didn't come back. But it's about the information to the voters. Now, Bradley, if he's going to attack Jeff like he's doing, Jeff Sessions has been a loyal Republican since I've known him in the early 70s.
Are you supporting Jeff Sessions?
Absolutely. And going to vote for him. Now, do I think this coming back at this age, not real fond of it, but I think he can beat Doug Jones. And when you go to the rest of the list, I mean, Bradley, I think, will be a good senator if he's elected. Tuberville has impressed me some, but he doesn't know much about government. He just has sound bites down to a T. And that's really the three I'm looking at. I'm not looking at Roy Moore either, although if he's the nominee, I'll vote for it.
Right.
Because I want us to hold the seat for the Senate. But Bradley should have to walk the same. Put Jeff Sessions through the hardest interview you can put him through. I mean, I was notorious for putting my friends through a pretty healthy interview. And I think it's good for him to have to ask the toughest questions. Jeff Sessions, for example, asking questions about the recusal. But I've always believed that was the right decision, and I believe he may have saved the presidency by not sitting in that seat and letting the process work, even though it was annoying to go through the Mueller investigation. But Bradley should have to answer for the days he was a Democrat supporting people like Clinton against Republicans running for president. And I had the opportunity a couple of times to examine Bradley under oath in political-type cases I was involved in. He was testified in a redistricting case, for example, when he was on the Board of Education as a Democrat. Now, he switched parties. I have to look that up. Seemed like it was about time Riley came in, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
So put them all through the gauntlet. And that really was just the way I read the interview from afar, and this will make both of you bristle. That was a Jeff Sessions bash, and Bradley really had softballs. His record's good as a congressman, and he will be a very good senator if he's elected. I think Bradley and Jeff both will be very good. Tuberville's a question mark to me. And so I'd like to see it be either Bradley or Jeff, but this attacking Jeff like Bradley Byrne just did, when Bradley was supporting Democrats, Jack, when we were running for the Supreme Court, when I was running and you were running campaign, which side was Bradley on?
I understand that, Mark, but you can't, if you punished every Republican who was once a Democrat, we wouldn't have a damn party.
And also, Mark, in full disclosure, we could have this conversation off air. My plan was when we have Jeff Sessions back on, here's what Bradley Byrne has said. What's your response? And Jeff can bash Bradley all he wants and respond.
Well, and that's fair too, because your interview style is you tend to elicit their comments. I tend to examine like I'm a lawyer. I realize
right.
that,
right.
And you get them to talk. But I'm picking at Jack as much as anything.
Sure,
I agree. We can't punish every former Democrat that switched parties, but you have to be able to ask them about it. What changed with him that caused him to become a Republican? He became a very solid Republican.
Right.
But I just think the shots at Jeff Sessions by everybody, and I think he'll be in the runoff if he doesn't win the thing. I don't think he'll win it outright, but I think he'll get in the runoff, but who knows? But I think the shots at him, and it's all spinning up. Jeff Sessions was everybody's hero when he was the Attorney General of the United States and the Attorney General of Alabama and a U.S. Senator. But because he recused himself from the Trump investigation, which anybody that studies it would do the same thing under those circumstances if they followed the rules that applied to
him. What rules? That's what I want to note. He talks about the rules. Cite the part of the rules that you were following when you decided to recuse.
They have judicial rules and regulations at the Department of Justice. That's what I'm trying to say. Department of Justice has rules and regulations that deal with recusals of people in cases. There's no question he was an overlapping fact witness. Wouldn't y'all agree to that?
You'll have to explain that to me.
Well, remember they were putting Sessions through it because he'd been around that Russian ambassadors.
Because he was on the Foreign Relations Committee, he had actually had conversations with Ambassador Kislyak. I think Jeff Sessions should have stood up, and maybe I'm going to ask him, what's the specific rule? I'd love to hear that. If that was the rule, he followed the rule, and I expect Jeff Sessions to do that. But I would like to have seen him fight a little more. You were a senator for 20 years. You've been in law enforcement for decades. You're incredibly respected, not just by the people of Alabama, but the nation. You're picked to be the Attorney General of the United States.
Joey, stand up and tell these people
to shut their mouths. I'm not a Russian plant. Y'all are full of crap. Something a little more diplomatic than that. But I found that he went silent, and I'm frustrated by the fact that I think it did hurt his reputation. And it's a shame. After a stellar career, he's been dragged through the mud because he had to be silent, and half of the time he's being dragged through the mud by the president. He needs to talk about
it. Don't hang up. There's two things on that. First of all, his recusal reason, as I recall it, was based on the fact that he was as involved in the campaign of President Trump. And therefore, that was under investigation, the whole Trump campaign. And Sessions was a major player in the campaign. And so he properly stepped aside and let the system work. And guess what, Joey? Trump survived that and actually survived it probably stronger in some way. Now, if he tried to stay in it in a cover-up, that's what gets you in trouble. Ask Richard Nixon. And the second thing, and Jack will recall this, I ended up having to recuse myself from Guy Hunt's case when I was on the Court of Criminal Appeals. It's a footnote in the opinion. It was a disqualification. Had to do it. Had provided legal advice related to matters that went under the investigation. It started with a plane, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
He never understood that, nor did any Hunt people understand that. But when you're a judge or the attorney general or prosecutor, you have to try to live within the rules of the Justice Department, the rules of a judge that apply. And that, if you want to be against him for another reason, age, whatever, I think that's fair commentary.
No, Mark, you get me wrong. I'm not against
you. What Joey just did with the rhetoric.
No, Mark, you're completely mischaracterizing what I just said and why I brought it up. I said that people have been praising Jeff Sessions. Hold on, Mark. People have been love Jeff Sessions, and nobody would question his character. And from my assessment, if I was having this conversation with Jeff Sessions off air, I feel like your reputation has been drugged through the mud because maybe it's not just the recusal. It seemed like he went quiet, and he needs a forceful response to his competitors in this race. And I would like to know, why didn't you speak up more contemporaneous to all this stuff going down, recusal or no recusal? Because I think it's ridiculous that the Democrats and the media were able to portray Jeff Sessions as a Russian asset, which is what they did. And it's absurd that they did that.
You're in radio. Jack has run campaigns and is in radio. Jack has worked for government. He's worked at AOC and he's in radio. When you go on a rhetorical blast like you did about Jeff Sessions, you do not understand that when somebody is going to be a fact witness in a criminal investigation and something as major as that, they have a responsibility that is higher than trying to just be loyal to the campaign they worked in. And ask him. I hope you ask it to him just as aggressively as you asked raised it today. He's been on those airwaves at Blue Water many times. He's been up there with Dan. You're sitting right in the studio. Ask him the question on why he recused before you criticize him with, to me, an absence of knowledge of the way the system works.
All right. Well, then I can also say peripherally, I don't support him because he recused, regardless of the rule. I doubt any Democrat would. Do you think that Loretta Lynch would have recused? Do you think that the other guy, Eric Holder, would have recused?
Or Janet Reno? And boy, that makes it right. Let's ask the Democrat Attorney General.
I understand that. But nobody would have said anything.
And, Mark, again, you're getting me wrong. I think he should have recused himself based on the rules. What I'm wondering is, why weren't you standing up for yourself when these folks are dragging you through the mud?
Well, but what Bradley said really irritated the hell out of me, and I'll tell Congressman Byrne that, too. He tried to say, this is not the same Jeff Sessions. What's he talking about? The man had an impeccable record as a senator, and every program he was running as the attorney general was carrying from immigration across the board was as conservative as it could be. It's all about this recusal. And you watch Donald Trump come into Alabama if he's the nominee and support him. You watch it. He will. All right, guys.
Well, I'll just say this. Another reason that I could say with an honest face, seriously, is that Jeff had 20 years. It's time for somebody else.
That's a fair criticism.
Yeah,
because I have a view about that myself. I have a view about him getting too old to be in office, which offends everybody from the governor on down. But all right, guys.
All right, thanks,
enjoy
Mark.
Enjoy the conversation. Talk to you later.
Call back, Mark.
Yeah, and it's just... Mark can be frustrating because he constantly mischaracterizes what people
Mark
say.
Well, Mark is a lawyer and he needles. Yeah. And that's what pisses you off.
What pisses me off is that the Democrats got away with this. And now they're playing this game of, we weren't investigating the campaign. It was just four individuals associated with the campaign. And maybe Sessions had to recuse himself. I think he did, based on Department of Justice rules. But did you have to be silent for the most part for a year or two? And I'm not even talking about defending Trump or the campaign.
You mean while he was still there?
Defending yourself.
Oh.
Like, I was flabbergasted by the silence. And now he's starting to defend himself.
Well, he has to.
I think he not only has every right, he should.
Well, and I don't like that Mark is criticizing Bradley Byrne. I mean, Bradley... Tommy Tuberville, Roy Moore, all of them, Roy Moore would have done it anyway. They all got in this race in good faith, thinking that Jeff Sessions was not going to be a candidate. And getting, as I understand it, an extension of one day from the party so he could file his papers. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just not right. That's just not right.
Yeah. And I truly am undecided. Well, honestly, I'm a generic Republican in this particular race. That unless it's Roy Moore, and I'll have reservations about that, and I don't think we're even going to have to go there. If it's Bradley Byrne, if it's Jeff Sessions, if it's Tommy Tuberville, I like them better than Doug Jones.
Right, of course.
But I'm more than happy to let the candidates come in these airwaves and talk bad about each other.
Let me tell you something. If Jeff Sessions is the nominee, you better bet I'm going to vote for Jeff Sessions.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I know Jeff. I like Jeff. I don't like what he did. And I also think he had his 20 years, okay?
Yeah. Well, we got to hit a break,
Curtis,
here.
Hang tight. We're sorry, pal.
272-9228 if y'all want to call in. 272-9228. Again, this hour of the program, this hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today, folks. 279-6036, 279-6036. Give Dan Black Studios a call. Take advantage of 50% off all video tapes to digital format transfers. More News and Views after this quick break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty in memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, this is Lori. Angels for the Elderly, there's so much compassion there. They do special things, like they celebrated my parents' 62nd wedding anniversary. The whole house celebrated with them. My brother and I are just relieved to know that people are loving on them and taking care of them. The compassion is phenomenal, and I can't say enough good things about Angels for the Elderly.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com. Find us on Facebook or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. A big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind of 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you'd like to call in.
You're still sizzled by that conversation.
No, I always appreciate a call from our local ombudsman. And, you know, look up the word. It's not an insult. Somebody checks the facts, you know.
Right.
Keeping us accountable. Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it. And I forgot to tell you, Mr. Ombudsman, I forgot to tell you, Jack Campbell.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Thanks.
And forgot.
And a Happy New Year.
I'm so polite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Bradley on television. Congressman Bradley Byrne, he's talking on the floor like he said he would. Do you think it's sad how much the media's taken over, like us and national media and whatnot? We barely pay attention to what actually happens on the floor anymore. Like, all the process, it's all kind of antiquated at this point. And I think it's unfortunate. I kind of like the formalities of, Madam Speaker, a message from the President of the United States. That's how it started this morning. I believe it was that letter I hold here. Did you hear about this letter or read this letter?
That he wrote to Pelosi.
Yeah, that Trump wrote to Pelosi. Wow. It is...
Is it good?
Good. Very good. This is not only a rebuke of Pelosi and the Democrats, it is also, a campaign letter, so to speak. He lays out his accomplishments. It's a mix of legal speak. Like, you can tell some lawyers helped him, or maybe Stephen Miller helped him with this.
Trumpisms as
well.
Yeah,
Stephen Miller, the former aide to Jeff Sessions. But it also has a lot of Trumpisms in it, yeah. It's good stuff. We might have to bring that up later. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228. You going to say something?
Yeah, we'll take this call, and then we got Ken here. But I have a story I want to tell after Ken's done with us.
Okay. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Betty.
Betty?
Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Well, I've never heard you call. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I did not hear the attorney's... I did not hear the interview this morning, but I did hear the attorney's comments. And my thoughts were, I'm in agreement with y'all that it worried me at the time that Jeff Sessions didn't fight back more, because we had just come off of having Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, and Eric Holder had all sorts of trash thrown against him, and he never resigned when he should have. So that was my complaint with Jeff. I'm a very big Sessions supporter. I think he's a very good man.
Right.
So I was a little... I thought we had some good candidates in there, so I was a little surprised when he got into the race. But I believe he said, and if you get to interview him, you'll know, you can hear this, that he said he asked the assistant attorney general's opinion as to whether he should resign.
It was a staff attorney with the Department of Justice.
Right.
I thought it was Rosenstein, but it was one of the counsels for the Department of Justice.
Okay, well, I thought it was Rosenstein, too, but again, we're probably talking about the same deep state people, and, of course, they advised him in that way, but I would have loved to have seen him fight back more. I think he was a very good senator, and that's put me in a quandary as to where I will go, but I do think Bradley Burns has done a great job, and I do agree, Lord, all of Alabama was Democratic to a certain point, you know,
right.
And it took years for this one and that one to change, to see the light, you might say. So
right.
I just wanted to say that the disappointment was that I think Jeff is very honorable.
Yes.
I think his honor is probably what made him move so quickly to not stand up there and fight. He really tried to do the right thing.
Right.
But did it help or hurt? That we will always wonder.
Well, and that's exactly my concern, Betty. It's like you were quiet for so long, and I think he did have to recuse himself. But I just find you could have made a statement, something like that, and it doesn't have to be directed at the president or anybody. I just found it ridiculous that so many people were, Al Franken, of all people, accusing Sessions of, cooperating with the Russians. It's just absurd. And I'm almost, if I get a chance to talk to Senator Sessions here soon, I almost want to know what was going through his head when all these accusations are coming his way. Like, were you not angry over this? I mean, I want to know.
He is very slow to show anger.
Right.
It's always been one of his, continue to keep a clear head, but there comes a time to show anger and stand up for yourself, stand up for your beliefs. And that was, what disappointed us. And I think it's what disappointed Trump, but I also agree that if he is our nominee, Trump will be behind him 100%.
So well, and Betty, it doesn't sound like you're riding off Sessions. Are you supporting him, or are you kind of on the bubble, deciding who you're
going to be? I'm on the bubble.
Okay.
I'm on the bubble. So I was real happy when Bradley Burns, from the past, I had thought he was a good guy and has worked hard for us. So I don't know what I'll do now. I'd like to see those two in the runoff. That's two good choices is how I would feel about it. In the end, yeah.
Well, yes, ma'am. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Betty. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
For a first-time caller, she was great.
She was real good.
Well, the thing is, people are first-time callers to the radio, but it's not their first time operating a phone. So they usually work out pretty well. Anyway, 272-9228 if you want to operate the phone and call us. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader is such a good guy. First off, Eddie Bader was a secret Santa to me. He got me a great gift. I'm going to be eating good tonight. Thank you for that, Eddie Bader. Really appreciate that. But he's not only a great down-to-earth guy, he's a top-notch real estate agent helping buyers and sellers all over the River Region buy or sell their home. In a word, you can sum up Eddie Bader, service. Service. He has your best interests in mind. He's always going above and beyond. He does the little things that lead to big things and great big outcomes. That's why Eddie Bader, well, people keep calling him at 322-0662, 322-0662. One of his listings, 3301 Hammond Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama, listed just shy of $280,000, but that's just the listing. Who knows what you could negotiate it? Well, that's what Eddie's very good at, but it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, just shy of 2,400 square feet, and I love in particular about this home, the matching cabinetry throughout the home. It is beautiful, kind of a light stain color, kind of a tan light stain color. Tall, tall ceilings, a lot of room to breathe there. And then a back porch that's screened in. It's great for sipping some coffee or some tea, whatever, energy drink, whatever you have in the morning or in the evening. Check it out, folks. 3301 Hammond Drive. This is just one of the many listings Eddie Bader has to offer. So if you're interested in this listing or others, call Eddie Bader today. 322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views. Coming back, we'll be talking to Ken Reynolds about what's coming up here in the city of Montgomery. Festivities, with Camellia Bowl, with New Year's, and the Christmas Parade. So much going on. Be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
At
available now. It's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I played this for you, Jack, because you like piano so much.
I do. I love piano.
And I'm loving that you can hear it with your headphones on.
Shut up. You're so critical. Well, I'm all you got.
Takes one to know one, Jack. Love you, brother.
I can tell. We have Ken Reynolds on from the city.
Ken, how
are you? What are you, like, promotions director or event coordinator or just BS artist?
Maybe all of the above at different points in time.
I've known you a while. You're one of my good friends, and you know your wine too.
Well, thank you very much.
So we've got a bunch of events to talk about because it's the end of the year, holidays, all this. But let's first talk about the Christmas parade. That's this Friday night, right?
It's this Friday night. You know, we're really excited to have the Capital City Camellia Bowl Christmas parade coming up again on Friday evening. We're going to kick it off at 6:15. Terrific lineup this year again with a lot of great floats out there. We'll also have a competition for the floats in different categories, which will once again be sponsored by the folks at Sam's Club. And this year, I think we have the largest number of bands we've had in a long time. We have six different bands. Of course, we'll have the bands from the two competing universities, Florida International and Arkansas State.
Right.
And then we will also have four incredible local bands. We'll have the bands from Lee, Lanier, Jeff Davis, and BTW marching in this year's Christmas parade as well.
Well, that sounds like an incredible event. You know, the JD bands have recently been in this viral video all over the news.
Absolutely.
It's been great stuff.
So they'll be strutting their stuff on Dexter Avenue once again. And it's kind of interesting because last week our parade to celebrate the bicentennial started at the bottom of the hill and came to the top. This time we're going to be staging behind Crampton Bowl, coming down Monroe, turning left on Bainbridge, and then we're going to roll it all the way down Dexter Avenue to the fountain.
So folks just need to assemble along the pathway if they want to catch the parade?
Absolutely. You know, I got to tell you,
They have Dexter blocked off, so there won't be parking on Dexter, right?
We're going to close Dexter Avenue off. We'll start at the upper end around noon, and then on the lower end where we've got a concentration of retail business, we'll block that off about 3:30.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're going to talk more. We're going to hit the top of the hour break here, but we need to talk more about